June 19, 1977, Father's Day. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. James 5, verse 16. Sometimes when guilt runs deep, it is helpful to share those feelings with others. Richard J. Hughes, former governor of New Jersey and now chief justice of that state Supreme Court, told me of such a time when he was about 12. A group of boys gathered behind a barn to smoke some corn silk, he recalled. And though I knew I was doing something I shouldn't, I joined in. That night I couldn't get to sleep. I was afraid God was very angry. I regretted smoking and told God so, but somehow I wasn't sure that he had heard me. Finally, Mr. Hughes continued, I ran to my parents' room, jumped in bed with them, and confessed all. My father said he was pleased I'd come to him. Now I want you to tell God out loud how sorry you are and ask him to forgive you, my dad said. After I had prayed, my earthly father assured me that my heavenly father had forgiven me. After hearing that, I had no trouble sleeping. If after asking God to forgive you of some misdeed, you're still restless about the incident, perhaps you need to share your feelings with another. Sometimes restitution is in order and will help bring peace. Guilt and sleep are poor bed partners. Father, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.